Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Ba 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 da 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 da. Just giving you a chance to get ready. Ba 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 ba. So, I might have mentioned this, but something like this I try to mention a few times because not everybody listens to every show. But if you're listening to this the day it dropped, today is Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday. So here's what I'm doing tomorrow, the 18th of September, 2020, year 2020. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to get up around 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to go into where I do the podcast studio. In there, it's pitch dark. It's just like a nightclub. And at around 12:30, I'm going to record a show with no audience. I will have one person in there with me doing the sound and stuff. And then I'm sending it onward to Philadelphia. Now, it's specifically for Philadelphia Helium, but it's really for any Heliums. I mean, anybody can listen to it, but I just wanted to make it specifically for Philly. But it's not like if you live in Chicago and you listen to it, you won't be able to enjoy it. Why am I yelling? And I'm going to go in there at around, you know, like I said, 12:30 in the afternoon, and I'm going to record it. I'm going to do it live to tape. Maybe we'll have to snip something here and there, glue the opening to it. But I wanted it to be as close to when you're going to see it as possible. The reason I did it live to tape, so there'll be no record, you know, no malfunctions. I mean, there still could be, but the odds of them being will be, you know, not as great, nowhere near as great. So that is tomorrow night, Saturday night. Go to Helium's website. I think it says Helium Comedy Club Presents. It's going to be through Zoom and live to tape. It's an hour and a half. Now, look, just so you know, it's not all new material. It's some old material. It's some brand new material. It's some, you know, there's some stuff from my Netflix special in there, but I would say half of it is brand new. So there you go. Other than that, today was another show. Just, you know, just like we've been doing them. I've been enjoying them this way. And I hope you are. And there's really not much more to say. I hope you enjoy it. Appreciate the emails. I hope you're doing good. I know, you go fucking nuts, right? You go a little bonkers. But it's been fun to do the show. Like I said, I've said it in the other shows. It's like one of the things that grounds me during the week. Oh, I have the podcast to do. And it helps me center my week. And then doing it is fun, of course. All right. Aristotle, I think you're bringing that music in, that new theme that Joe McKenzie made for us. Joe McKenzie, how are you? Oh, the theme's coming in. It's getting louder.
And Todd
it's getting louder.
Is the host. On the microphone tonight.
Hi, Aristotle. I want to start the show by saying hi to Aristotle.
Zooby, zooby, zoo.
We miss you.
Zooby, zooby, zoo.
John Bram Wagner.
Zooby, zoo, zooby, zoo. Want to kiss
Aaron Simon. And that's it. Eric zooby, Olson, of course. Zooby, but
zoo.
Let's soak the song in.
Zooby, zooby, zoo.
How you doing, everybody?
Zooby, zooby, zoo, zooby, zoo, zooby, zoo. Love me, baby. Le ciel du mois à deux, les amoureux glissent à bas le loup.
It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody.
On entend partout. Ouh, zoubi zoubi zou.
Zoubi zoubi dou.
Zoubi
zoubi zou.
Zoubi zoubi zou.
Zoobie zoo, zoobie zoo, zoobie 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 zoo. Can I get some reverb, please? I know how to start a show. What? Are those backup singers? Zoobie zoobie zoo. I'm glad you're back with
do.
Bring it down. Feather us back into the studio with a little bit of... How are you? Take a deep breath, everybody. Take a deep breath. I really like that song. Is it your new favorite song? Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. By the way, Saturday... I'm recording it. I talked about it already. I know for people that listen regularly, but you can 15 second forward. But what if there's somebody that's just listening to this show? So this is very important. I'm going to give some great wedding advice today for Matt. And I don't know your fiance's name, but we're going to talk about lava lamps. We're going to talk about bongs. So you better perk the fuck up. He's talking about a bong a lot. I mean, just like, you know how like when a little kid wants something, he goes, oh boy, those candies really look good. That Reese's cup. And you're like, oh, because they can't ask for it. I mean, it's like when I was little and I used to say, my parents told me I couldn't say, can I have candy? So I just said, I don't have any candy. And then they would go, do you want some candy? And that joke is in my act, and it's made me millions. And Philadelphia. Is that, what are we talking about? I said, oh, you better be. Oh, because we're going to talk about bongs. I said, yeah, today. Wedding advice, bongs, lava lamps. We saw a documentary on Shepherd Fairey. He was... I mean, it's even hard to explain, but he was a skateboarder, graffiti artist, and then it took from there. You know what? Oh, here's the best way, and I know I'm sloppily describing who this guy is, but he was the one that was with the controversy behind the photo that infamously became Barack Obama's campaign photo of hope, and the photographer that actually took it, and he's really interesting. And his wife, I really like them both so much. Right? And I just think of these things to watch shows like this. I woke up this morning. I said to myself, I don't need other people to put it in front of me. Yes, somebody put it in front of me. I'm turning into one of those radio guys that just leaves long pauses. Anyway, so you won't believe. So anyway, I want to talk quicker now. Maybe I missed the old Todd. I'm trying to be calm. Oh, and full disclosure, I've had 40 milligrams of pot liquid. So, and I decided I'm not doing, I know how much works, and it works the same every time. Sometimes if you have a certain amount of like pot food left, just take it to where it's going to be a lot of fun. Don't try to split it in two and have two shitty experiences. Do whatever you want. All right. You know what? You don't have to fill every uncomfortable pause with just noise. So, so that's, you know, there's a lot. Right. So, oh, the Philadelphia show. Where I probably got a little lost. But the Philadelphia show. So Saturday, I'm doing it live to stream because I'm going to try to really do. I'm not going to try. I'm going to do it. You know, not acknowledging there's no audience. I'll get used to it. You know, I like my joke that I go to now is I've been used to no audiences. And Saturday, I'm going to do it live to tape. That way, nothing can go wrong. I don't want anything to go wrong. You sit down, you go to watch it, there's 100%, you know, hey, unless the electricity goes out, but hopefully you have a generator, unless you're a fucking idiot. What type of fucking idiot? What type of fucking idiot? It's a guy really, he goes to parties and he talks about how, give me some mumble, he talks about how everyone should have a generator, and he has a few people that work for him, and they'll get it started at the party. So these three guys that owned a generator, hold on 1 second, that own a generating company, they would get this going at parties. I'm going to get a little help here, but the three of them would just go, and everyone thought you need a generator. So they would be like, generator? Oh, yeah, everyone would need a generator. Yeah, well, you know, I guess they're the grandparents, and they couldn't get resuscitated, so, you know. And, they ended up dying. You should have a generator. If you have kids, you should have a generator. If you have kids, you should have a generator. I mean, it just seems like money well spent. And then people were like, oh, I heard a lot of people talking about a generator last night. Maybe we should buy a generator. I'm going to put my headphones on. Oh, no, I don't want to hear that buzz. It's never there in the final show, so. Jack Black made me. It's short, but it's just so fucking great. We have voicemails I'm going to play from Chip Chantry and David Spade today. So there's a lot to look forward to if you have nothing else. If it's gloom for you, you know, maybe this is just, and I'm not a scientist. I really don't. I want to be very careful with this right now. I'm not a scientist. But maybe it's early June gloom.
Caller, go ahead.
I let it lay there. Why not? A beauty like that. But I'm going to do it Saturday, live to tape, and then ship it on over to Philadelphia. Now, other people will listen, but you'll know it's for Philly. It's going to go over good, obviously. I can always make a little nip and tuck. And then maybe do it in another city, like Portland, just for them. You think, well, what's different about it? Not that much. Probably it's not a good idea now that I think about it. I did it for Philly. I'm done. I'm done. I'm fucking tired of these other. They're always knocking on my door. You know what I mean? With they come knocking. You know, they're like, Todd, Todd, do you have any other good ideas, Todd? Todd, please come to our city. What do you want? Todd, Todd, come on, come to St. Louis. Todd, come on, Todd, work. Come on, Portland. We love you in Portland. Nick's the best, Todd. I thought you were going to come to Indianapolis. That's so annoying. It's fucking funny in my belly. That knocking. Knock, knock, knock. Okay, so that is that. And it's going to drop on Saturday the 18th, which is tomorrow. It's tomorrow. 8 o'clock. I'm telling everybody, get your lights lower. I know I said it enough, but no, I haven't. No, I haven't. I'm fucking fanatical about being in the dark, and I'll catch myself going, and I've said it every time, not if you have a movie on in the background. That's a different, I'm talking about when you're sitting down. No, you're really watching a movie. I look at the lights, I go, well, I would never go to a movie theater this bright, but somehow in my house. So I get up. It's a pain to get up. Sometimes you'll sit there, and if you would just fucking, just 1, 2, 3, get up, go lower the lights. You know. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm stoked to, stoked? Yeah, sure. Oh, my God. I did the basement show with, and I tried then, too. I tried to just, you know, with Nikki and Max. So there's that. Tonight we're going to call some people. What? Martin the Looper, he's back. Martin the Looper is back, and he's ready to fucking loop. Martin the Looper. There's like a detective. You know what I mean? Oh, that's like you put in front of your name, the Looper. This guy fucking loops. He'll knock your dick into the fucking dirt the way he loops. I've had other loopers go, oh, I can loop. I'll take that and loop it. Oh, really? Because I hear a little glitch. It's funny. Martins don't have glitches. You know, when they do one and there's a glitch. Fucking glitches. Don't get me started. Well, I'm edgy now. Well, I decided to be more edgy. I have to be more. In these times, you have to be more edgy. Here's where you're fucked, I thought about today. You need to spend the right dose of time complaining about new things, technology, whatever it is that's new, whether it's Zoom or whether it's Instagram 10 years ago or whenever that, you know, whatever it is, there's new things that come along. I think you're fucked if you don't spend the proper dose of complaining. Could just mean, God damn it, it's hard. Sometimes, oh, I figure, you know, I already got enough to know, and that's okay. You do that 10% of the time, 15% of the time. Yeah, because it can be a pain in the ass. So that's good. And then 85% of the time, yeah, just fucking learn it. You will fail. Blah, blah. I'm blushing. It's a good point I made. No, seriously, because it's a... let it go. No, let it go. Oh, I want to hear the end. It's worth listening to. Watch, I'll fake talk under it. Well, then I said, take cooking sherry and boil it in a rag in it. Then you take that, you put it on your kitchen cabinets, it makes them look old. Put a fucking duffel bag over your lights. Thank you, Zach. Anyway, Martin the Looper. Find something you can loop today, and don't make a joke about it, Martin. I'll do the jokes, you do the looping. I'm sorry, do I show up to the looping studios and try to do a stand-up routine, Martin? Martin P., maybe I should. Is that too much to give out? No. Looper. I want to really have him a badge made. Not the badge like a big heavy metal police badge. Like it's one you wear. It's on your belt, but it's something. You can tell. It's like a badge you wear on your belt. The Looper. Hope he does something in Photoshop and sends it to me because I need entertainment. Oh, you going to go pee-pee? I took 40 milligrams? Whatever I said before. 30? So I took, between the two is 40, 35 or 40. I feel great. Now I'm in here all by myself. I have to pee too, but maybe I'll play a song or something. Excuse me while I take a sip of my coffee. I got emails, I think because I said I read them, I got people maybe went, oh, okay. And I got them and they're, Calvin, thank you. Right? Jennifer? Oh, yeah. Oh, the fuck. How does he? Because I... Now you know what I do? I read them. I take... if I take walks. Like I said, when I say walk, it's got to be flat. Flat! Since I don't have a treadmill, but I did order one today. So I go, fuck. I need one anyway. I should have one. Not a treadmill, elliptical. But anyway, now when I take my walk, so those two people, they know who they are. I mean, what are the odds that it was just like in the last 5 days? So somebody's from like far away. I forget where it was, though. Scotland? Holy shit. Hey, it's Scotland. Hello. I'm from Scotland. Oh, he's back. I'll pick it up. I didn't want to waste any of the good stuff while my girlfriend's brother left. You know what I mean? Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Anyway, I just had everybody really cracking up. All right, I'm going to get started. I feel like I just wanted this to be the airiest, fluffiest, you know, just go with me today. You know what I mean? Don't you feel the love? I'm telling you, I'm right through the airwaves into whatever you're listening through, and I just give it all you got. Oh, yeah, right. Don't you have a happy boner? Did I give you a happy boner, everybody? A happy boner. It's not sexual, but it feels sexual. Wow. It's joy that'll make your private parts feel so good. I would imagine women have the same thing happen. I don't know, actually. To George Carlin, I'm being honest. Like, I've been laughing so hard and just... Man, you know, in all fairness, so I don't look like a lunatic. It's got to be someone you're in a relationship with. That's when I've had it happen. Why am I telling anybody this? I don't think it's a bad thing. But I'm not in the mood to do anything. It's just a laugh boner. Do women get something like that? Jesus. It's crazy. There's some crazy shit.
Caller, go ahead.
I'm having so much fun. Zooby zoo. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. Now, I don't know if I should take a break or... You know what? Can you... what was the song? Can you get one of those songs ready? I really like those. I like to introduce you to new music. I used to play the whole thing. I was told that you shouldn't, just to be on the safe side. No one's ever bothered me about it. But sometimes I like to play like a minute and a half of a song. Because then if you like it, you'll go, you know, obviously, go check out that artist. I mean, I've introduced you guys to a lot of cool new music. Let's not fuck around. Don't get cocky. Yeah, baby. We're going to call some people today. We're going to talk about weddings right after this. Matt, I'm going to get into it today. I'm going to get into it. All right. And... I think this is one of the songs that Deanna played for us. All right, I'll be right back. I'm going to just soak this in. Fade back in. Bring it in. Da 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 da. We're back. Is that music? Do I still hear the music? No, I don't. My headsets feel... There might be a hum. If there's a hum, I'll know it, and then I'll say something up front. But that's the same hum that's always there, right? Maybe I shouldn't have my headsets on. Right? I think I talk more normal when I don't have my headsets on because I'm not listening to what I sound like. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just going to take a second and thank God for our bounty and nourishing our food. Did you thank God for nourishing our food? Have you been? What are you looking at? You got something going over there? You look like you're up to something. I don't like when you're up to something. So, weddings, right? It's all about weddings. I'm going to get into it. You might want to hang yourself by the time I'm done. No blah, blah, blahs. No, you can do whatever you want. So, I think, by the way, let me explain something, because I'm not insensitive to this. When somebody asks you for advice for their wedding, you usually take into consideration where they're at with their wedding plans. So, but if a friend of mine's getting married in 2 years, yeah, because then he hasn't, you don't want to say to someone, don't do it in a blah, blah, blah. And they've already rented the place. So you find out, and by the way, that's if they even want help. As opinionated as I am, I would never. That's already complicated to be a friend that goes, oh, why are you doing it with the thing? No. But if so the advice they might want might not be the venue. So you look where they're at. And if they go, we're hiring a band. Oh, you haven't hired a band or a DJ yet? Oh, okay. You can give your advice because you're not being counterproductive where they're at during this, already. You know, even when you try to do it easy, it's still a huge party. Even for people that don't, you know, just want to throw a big party and have fun. There's still a lot to do even with that, let alone the formalities of a wedding. Some people merge, you know, old school things. Some people want to do it completely different, but they hold on to two traditions. You know, between the two people, they go, all I really care about is that. And the other person goes, oh, I just care about that. And they work those into, you know, maybe not as, So, but with that said, the advice I'm giving now is from a wider perspective. So you hope you don't have someone, you know, they're hoping they're getting married in August and I say something. But most of the stuff you'll be able to do. Most of the stuff you'll be able to do. I mean, mostly I see, look, I'm going to say it again because I think people think, oh, yeah, that's a good bonus to have. And then we'll talk about the food truck too, Matt. That's a good bonus to have. Lighting lower. It's the fucking most important thing. It's okay if 10% of the people go, oh, it's too dark. Shouldn't be pitch dark. It wouldn't be as dark as my house would be at 1 a.m. But, you know, I used to work at a comedy club, and the owner always said, lower the lights till you see the candles. And I was like, oh, see, bring them down. And here's the thing. Be aware of it when you rent the space. Because what if for some reason the lowest the lights go in this room are pretty bright? Then that should be a game changer. That should be a game changer because, you know what, even a banquet room, and I'm saying even banquet room because it's no one's first choice, unless you can go to the Ritz-Carlton where those banquet rooms, but even then, you know, some whatever wherever it is, you get it dark enough and you have, because, you know, you got candles on every table. If there's, you know, 50 tables, 40, whatever there are, there's candles on all the tables. Everyone's dressed up. Usually there's good music. And it's dark enough, it seems pretty, like, this is nowhere where I've been. This is like, I'm out. This is like fun, like, the way you perceive probably people were in, like, whatever year, where they were all out dancing and having fun dressed up. So it can, but it's got to be dark. Otherwise, oh, you know what? So you decide whether the banquet walls are going to disappear or not. And if they can't get it dark enough, that should be a deal breaker. And I feel like I'm saying things that I haven't said before because it's preventing it before. Taking another look at the lighting thing means, yeah, sometimes that's something you have to look at before because there will be a venue, I guarantee you. They go, oh, yeah, that's as low as they go. Now, at that point, you can make a decision whether you love that room so fucking much. So you go buy on Amazon five $25 halogen lamps that are going around the room. You go, yeah, you know, because speaking of that, I think you should want to create, when you can, the atmosphere before you get into the wedding itself. I've been to a few weddings, like maybe three, where the person had it at the place on their property, like it's a townhouse community, and then there's like a hall, there's a, you know, like a building in there, like a rec center. This one was actually pretty nice. It had cool hardwood floors and cool windows. I was like, but there was an area before you got into that room. And my it was my cousin Sammy who had it there. And I got there like very early because he asked for my help. And we got that dark. Because there, luckily, they were nice. There was this one of those situations. There was no in between. They were on. They were off. So they had one desk, big halogen lamp in the office. We put it out there. They lit the fireplace. Yeah, they go, do you care if that's on? I'm like, no. But otherwise, they would have walked into the room before the room, and it would have been, they, in the room, they could do whatever they want. But that fucks it up. So look at that situation. If you're in a hotel somewhere, go, hey, this area down here, or whatever it is. But you get it dark enough. A wedding in the day, that's a different thing. You know, night does make it easier to make a place look cool. But if you have a ton of money, then maybe not as important. But you can make anything look really cool. I'm not a big fan of the black. By the way, I always like that. Does I like black, even though it's a fancy day and you might think that's depressing. I do like if you're having it in a traditional, if there are tablecloths. I don't know. And maybe not. I like black still. I don't know. But that's whatever you fucking want. That's the only thing I don't care about. But sit-down dinner. See, you used to think sit-down dinner was can you afford it or not. And I think it's more. When I first went to my friend Katie's wedding, she didn't have a sit-down dinner. She had stations. And they had a lot of money. They had a nice wedding. It was in like a room for weddings, but in an old home. Like that looked like an old home. But you got inside. It was just amazing. And she had like 200 people. And they just had stations all night. And stations can be done, and you could spend a shit ton of money on stations. But what I also like about them is you can do it really, really cheap. But hers were man stationed that changed every so often. There was probably five everywhere you went. No sit-down dinner. If you were hungry, you wanted a snack, and maybe 2 hours later, I liked it a lot. And yeah, sit down. I know it was like most people wait too long to get the party started. It's like the thing. And by the way, if that's what you want, then you're doing exactly what you should do. But, you know, you wait for weddings. Oh, they're taking pictures. Try not to do things that annoyed you. I'm so fucking glad. Excuse me. I don't like when I curse for no reason. Try not to do things that annoyed you. There's a good start. So forget about things that you like that you're going to do. Hey, you might like things that I don't think you should like. You should take what I say that makes you go, oh, that's great, that's great. And then you ignore the ones you don't. So, of course. But don't do the things you don't like. Like a lot of times you'll be at a wedding and you'll be like, oh, Jesus Christ. And it's like hot and they're making you stand outside to take pictures. And you're like, then if you didn't like it, and then you don't realize that you're turning around, you're doing, oh, we didn't like that. We didn't even like it. And now we're doing it to other people. Just because it's your wedding doesn't mean you have to make people do shit. Wouldn't you want the best day? Hopefully, look, I don't care how many marriages end in, you know, a divorce. If there's a percentage of marriages that go on to actually have pretty happy lives together. And that is the day. Do you want that day that represents that to be a day where you did it? Why would you want people to be like at their happiest? Not even. But how about for 10 minutes we make them wait in the baking sun? Just 10. Everyone else does it for 30. No, I just want everyone to be like, that was like the coolest, easiest, great party to go to. Not a lot of, you know. As far as the traditions of the going down the aisle, that, look, between two people, the same thing I say about atmosphere for the party part applies for that. I feel like I don't have to spend that much time there. You know, you know, some people have those vows down really short. I like when it's at the same venue, but some people, for nostalgic reasons or other reasons, they split it up, and that's cool, too. But that part, people seem, between the couple, what do they want, and then they do that. Sometimes it's long, sometimes it's short. Sometimes it's at the venue, sometimes it's not. But that all, so all the the same thing that applies to what I'm talking about, the party, same thing. There's cheap ways to do things. And try not to do things that you didn't want, you know, to think of all those things. But the sit-down dinner, you know, look, if that's what you want to do, you're going to go do it. But I always think, and so what I said was about stations that I like, you never know how much money you have when you're trying to put together a wedding. And I do like something that Susie Orman said a long time ago. She said, look, I'm going to paraphrase it because it's been a long time, but she talked about weddings, and she said, you don't have the right, something like that, to go spend an exorbitant amount. Now, look, I shouldn't put my spin on what Susie Orman says, but I bet she's not talking about someone that spent $5,000 they didn't have. Or say, you know, they okay, that's we can chip away at that. You know, it's at what point do you, because what it is, hey, maybe she is selling $5,000. Whatever you don't have, you don't have. But I would imagine there's some wiggle room in there. Okay? So to not be mean to anybody. But what are the odds you go, okay, we're going to start our relationship with the biggest financial lie, but then everything after that will be based on honesty and truth? Really? Come on. If somebody said that, you go, well, we're going to start it like with this just purchase we should never be spending, which is just not really dealing with reality. And then we're going to do the exact opposite and have a healthy long. No, it sounds like don't, you know. So anyway, keep that in mind. So you never know how much money people have. So look, mainly if you provide people, and then we'll go through what I think, provide people a cool room. If you want people to remember your wedding, cool, dark, just the bottom line is, the darker something is with candles, it just looks like something they don't experience. That's why a lot of people don't do it, because if they did, it wouldn't be that cool that you did it, and people were in the room, and because 10% of the people say it's too dark, guess what that means? Good, it's perfect. And there's an in-between. You can get it pretty dark without being a nightclub. There's a difference, but it's a lot fucking darker than they have it. You give them that, you give them a room, and good music. Look, you get a DJ, you ask questions, unless you want it. You go, look, here's the two things I need you to do. Other than that, I'd like no talking. This is a monumental thing that could change your whole fucking wedding, getting stuck with a DJ that talks too much, unless you want that. But look, if you just tell the DJ, maybe you saw them do it somewhere, so you have a, you know, you went and saw them, that's great. But if you didn't and you trust somebody, you just make sure you go, yeah, we don't, you know, because it's, you're not insulting someone before, because you can say, look, I don't know what your style is. Because let me tell you something, no matter what their style is, they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, I don't talk that much, even if they don't shut the fuck up. But there are some traditions that some of those DJs can do beautifully. Like, you know, now for the first time ever, some people like that. You know, I that's what I mean. You hold on to what you want. There's something, everyone gets into the room and they're ready. And then now for the first time ever, and a few people shoot in, like some of those things are fun for me. I would do those things if I was having a traditional wedding because it's fun, you know, but you know, I would do a lot of shit I wouldn't do. So I get it. You take and you know, you take with what you want and you put it all together, but don't just start thinking you have to do it, you know, cause then that's going to be a shitty wedding. But, so back to the room and the food, and you know, you can do stations, you know, like skillets. I you know, look, I'm not saying I've seen it, but I just can imagine. I thought about it. You don't have a lot of money, but you're in a cool room, let's say, whatever, and then you have, like, you know, the tables are draped to the ground and there's a skillet and there's someone manning it. You know how many things you could pre-make to have, like, cool in four corners of the room? It's all how you present it. You could feed an entire wedding of 100 people, 125 people. Look, it's preparation. You know, you make 35, 40 grilled cheese sandwiches, cut them, you know, you cut them in squares, they all go out. Like, it's just, if you have preparation, you can think of things that could be done in four corners of the room, very prepared, really, really reasonable, things that are good and reasonable. So people are just getting to snack all night long, and you could do that stupid cheap. Yeah, there's some organizing, but I bet if you, there's caterers, not wedding planners, but people that do craft services. I have a feeling that the right one of them could do this. And I know I didn't think of about that till just now, but they're just good at that. And then if you ask them to even be better because it's a wedding, they could. But when you get to craft services, you can tell when these people know what they're doing. Like, sometimes they present it, they're like, you fucking notice it. It could be all the same stuff that a shitty person has with plastic over, you know, the plastic over the table, a plastic tablecloth. No, you get there, it's all draped black and there's baskets and they just present it. So that's probably someone that could do this. Or some people are creative enough by themselves. They go, oh, you know, my aunt, they're a waiter and they have some waiter friends, and you hire four or five waiters. You know, there's ways to figure all that stuff out. But that could be done really reasonable. I mean, just, I don't have to list the things that you could prep. They wouldn't have to be refrigerated even, that could go out. And you got to have either no, look, you can do whatever you want, but there is a way to use, if you don't want to use dishware, then you have to just use napkins, have everything. But it could be substantial. There doesn't have to be these teeny little things. If you do a grilled cheese, you cut it in half. Not in quarters. So when someone gets it, they feel like they don't have to, like, you put meaty things out, whatever you do. They could be little pizzas. You put them on there. You know what I mean? Like, you just put, I don't give a shit what you put on there. I'm tired of this idea. You know what? Let's use Easy Bake Ovens. But even if you have it and you're paying for it and you have a little more money, then just do stations that, you know, and then you could, hey, it's great if you have a lot of money, you know, because you can. Is it, you know, it's a little easier sometimes, but yeah, you can just, but I would do stations even if you had an unlimited budget. But I would imagine most people that listen to my show don't have an unlimited budget, somewhere in between, whatever. You talked about a food truck, Matt. You're like, holy shit. I did a food truck for, I recommended to a food truck for my brother in Philadelphia, Aquilani's. Now, look, I should have asked you a few more questions, Matt, but I think if I'm guessing, the question I'm leading to is disjoining from where the party is that a good or a bad thing? And I think it's not a good thing if they have to get out of the room they're in to go get food. Because even, so my brother, I convinced, you know, to have a food truck. And it was this place called Aquilani's in Philadelphia, and it was an old, it looked like an old trolley. But it drove down the street, but it, you know, it was a bus and it turned into an old trolley, and in it was all the stuff for food. But it wasn't a buffet with like 100,000 things, but just built in, and it was just all with already with in bunts in what do you call it? Chafing dishes. There was someone in there like in the corner carving something, like just one, they had one caterer in there just, you know, running it, and two people running the outside. And but it was too wet that morning. It wasn't really wet. I told him, I said, if you park there and you get stuck, I'll pay to tow you. But I don't think they would have gotten out, to be honest. I didn't want to pay for the towing. But they wouldn't do it anyway. And they were, I don't want you to picture me going, park there, I'll pay for the towing. I said, what if I'll pay for the towing? And so they parked at the neighbor's house. So they let them park in the driveway. And it was literally like the 25 feet. But you know me, I pictured that fucking trolley right smack against the tent, and that there's cases for beers. It's like this, there's speakers, it's all you have for music. They'll play the music you want over a really nice system. There's spotlights if it's night. There's cases out front for like beer and whatever beverages you want around it. And they had someone, they had someone outside manning it, you know. And the I think it was real plates, but anyway. Okay, so I think if it's away, food truck I think is a great idea if it's within it. That could be awesome and a lot cheaper. Food does not have to be really expensive. It really doesn't. You can do, I think when you say that thing on the I call it Skittles, but it's the I say it wrong. It's the skillets. Skillet? It's a skillet. Yeah. Or, you know, when I say that there's other ways to do it, I get it. You don't have to have those out there if you wouldn't want them. The point of that was I just like to cover every category. Like that thing with stations, it could just mean heavy hors d'oeuvres. So that means there could be a kitchen that no one sees. And with a really well-organized person, you could have a back little kitchen like nothing. And you could keep all night long meaty, good hors d'oeuvres. It doesn't have to be shrimp that's a fortune. I'm telling you, any person could sit down and think of some really cool, inexpensive, peanut butter and jelly, you fucking bet. Yeah, but that's like an hour in. You put out some things that are like, you know, peanut butter jelly first, it makes a joke. But an hour later, and they see it's all being presented cool, and then you walk out there. Oh, by the way, I'll tell you what you do. And I did this towards dessert. I made a peanut butter and jelly the other day on, what do you call it? Thick bread. What's that stuff called? Potato bread. You know, potato bread, but like sliced potato bread. I made a peanut butter and jelly. And then I put it in a frying pan with butter. And let me tell you something. I don't care. I'm not asking how it tasted. I'm telling you. I don't care. People go, oh, that's a lot. It's less. I'm not saying that's good. But I guarantee you, because you know what it is, there's cake you've eaten. Not even cake out there. Cake you've eaten that's more calories than this. So unless you don't eat cake at a restaurant or at Star, but it was so, fuck, it was so good. Crunchy and buttery and jelly-y and peanut buttery-y. All right, so But a bar. What about a bar? Yeah, you know, even if you have the, you know, I think it's good to have a bar, but you know, that doesn't even have to be expensive. You decide what the bar will be. You know, like I was at a wedding and at my friend Kevin, and most of them smoked pot. But over around the corner, the place sort of let them do it. They had like a bottle of tequila, a bottle of vodka, and a bottle of Jack. Big bottles. I think there was one more thing just over in the corner. Everyone got their drinks up at the bar where they just didn't serve alcohol. And then they went over if they were drinkers and they did a little thing around the corner. But it looked good. So there's things you can do. So maybe you don't have a full bar, but you have that around the corner. People want to do a shot of tequila. They go around the corner and they do it. And let me tell you, whatever you do, if you're using plastic, use clear glasses. Don't use red or blue or yellow. Just go fucking clear plastic if you're going to use plastic. And silverware, just try to at least get, like, good. That fake silverware, it looks shiny. From far away, it looks like real. But a lot of times you don't need anything. You know, you just do food that doesn't need silverware. Why not? Why not, right? Just do it cool. Just present it cool. That's what fucking matters. Fucking sick to my stomach over this. I'm wondering if he asked me any other questions. Did I cap? How long have I gone on? Oh, God. 40 minutes, so 35 minutes on this. Okay, you know what? That's what it took. That's what it took. So, music, the part before you get before the room. If you didn't write that down, then you're wasting my time. The before part, when you're in there looking, you go, hey, I have a weird question. That's how you set it up. You have a really weird question, but we're both very, how could we? And by the way, yes, for some places it would be a deal breaker if they went, oh, no, this area because the fire code has to be with the community board watch. Okay, I swear, even if they said you just walk through there for 40 feet into the other room and you can do whatever you want, it overlooks the pool. Ugh. Ah. Oh, God. Most places will work with you, especially if it's before. They want to book a wedding. And the things you're asking for don't cost. If you're a nice person and you seem cool and you've just been nice to work with, they're going to say, yeah. But you have to be, I put up the lamp idea because that means if you don't understand how important it is, if it's not worth buying, everything's cheap. You work in $150 worth of those lamps that you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you have friends that have one. Those halogen, they're long poles with a thing at the top. They throw a shit ton of light, something like that. If there's no other option, you got to think about that. All right. And that's that. What I was saying is wedding doesn't have to cost a lot. You know, I think I've talked about this before. If I had a ton of money, like a ton of money, and I was basically even having a party, because that's what a wedding is, you know, I would do sort of what Brian Regan did, but take it maybe just to a different level, you know, my specifics. But Brian Regan it was a big outdoor patio area, and it looked like it was manned a little heavier than normal. Like there was definitely a presence of waiters and waitresses swarming, you know, just, yeah, probably like you just notice them. And the whole top patio was his. He had a DJ, really good DJ, just played really good songs. Don't forget, the last thing I'm going to talk about is drums. You bet it. You bet. And you just order anything off the menu or at the bar. Anything. If you got there and you wanted something, you just ordered off the menu all night long. I bet that didn't cost that much. Once you get into catering, if you're in that league, that way you don't have to talk about food. Who gives a shit about the food? That's like, if you're spending that type of money and this sounds like a good idea, you're like, we would spend less that way. If there's a way to do that, then you don't care whether we serve this or we'll serve that. If I could afford that, just like maybe 2 hours later they're there, they want something. Yeah. And he had that, and it looked like, you know, it was really cool out there in the patio. They had a fireplace going. That was his, you know, acknowledgement of his marriage then. And the drummer, I'm telling you, and by the way, you put the music to the dance floor. Once in a while, you'll see them center the speakers to the room. Not that often, but I say it just in case. The speakers, of course, go on the dance floor. And I'm telling you, you will thank me for this. You will thank me for this. Get a drummer and you put the speakers. The drummer almost, it's got to be smack on the fucking dance floor. The drums, right in front of it. You get a drummer, depending on what your wedding is, I would say no matter what your style of the wedding is, have him wear a black suit or the most he's got. It just looks fucking good. Even if everyone else is wearing flip-flops and shorts. If everyone's dressed up, it looks even cool. It just looks cool that way too. And you put him right in front of those two speakers. They almost serve as his monitors. And if you want to send him the list, you can, but he doesn't need it. The song is coming out. If it's a good DJ, it just sounds clear and great. If it takes him a second to find the beat, they say he can drum along with any song, any really good drummer. And you know what? You'd probably be making a drummer, if you said for the night you'll give a drummer $200, probably a lot of drummers would do that. People right now that know music, they go, 50. 200, why do you got to be cheap? Don't let on, the drummers don't want anyone to know. No, 200, at least 200. To get a good drummer that fucking knows what he's doing. You spend an extra 500, you can get very, very good looking. What you do is you just get models, you say, just hit the drums, no one gives a shit. All right. Oh, Matt, do not be shy to say I forgot something. I cannot tell you, I thought I covered a lot of really good things. I really do. A lot of mishaps that going into details of something is more, you think, oh, he said it before. He said it a little different this time. You still won't answer every question, but I try to. Don't have it be hot. That's what people will talk about. Oh, their wedding was so beautiful. It was, but it was hot. I know. That was so hot. That wedding was so hot. Well, people said it was too hot. That was the problem. Well, they had us waiting outside. Well, how many fucking pictures are you going to take? Is this what you want going on at your wedding, people? Keep this playing. I want people to hear what's going to happen if you don't do what I say. Oh, is it in an office building? Oh, I guess they're having their wedding in an office building. Oh, it's just so bright in here. Oh, it's through this way? Oh, I thought I walked into an office building. This isn't an office building? I thought it was. Anyway. Oh my God, I think they didn't know people are coming in. They still have the work lights on. Oh, the work lights are on in here. Oh, that's not the work lights. This is so bright. How could you have fun? Look at this room. It's so bright. It's like a joke. I know that's what my significant other said. We thought it was like, because, you know, everyone talks about lighting. We thought they did it as a joke to get Todd Glass riled up. No, it's very bright. I can't. You know, let's. Oh, I guess we all want to dance with this lighting. People don't get it. People don't get it. I like the food stations. Thank you. Just have food all night. I don't want to sit down and eat a fucking meal. Nobody wants to sit down and eat a meal. Nobody does. People don't want to sit down and eat meals. Oh, what's that, a drummer? Oh, a drummer. It's a good idea. Drummers. They have a drummer. What? Oh, a drummer, sure. Oh, yeah, I guess they got a drummer. Oh, when I was turning the corner, I thought it was a band. I guess it is all about the bass. Oh, it's funny saying it's all about the bass. No, because even though you know, you hear that, it's all about the bass and the bass, and every DJ's got his bass and the bass. But there's nothing. What? Yeah, oh, yeah. There's right, the drummer, an actual fucking drummer. It brings this inner fucking G to the party, and it makes people dance. Plus, they're in front of a real performer. Yeah, you say. It's so true. He said, oh, the DJ, and I sort of mocked him, but the drummer, it makes a difference. I got into that party. Like I said, I'm turning the corner. I'm like, this sounds like that he got the fucking band here. Yeah, he's staff four, sure, yeah. He had four drummers? Oh, I guess they got drummers. I guess they got a lot of them. All right, thank you. Mwah. Okay, that goes out to the girl, not girl, you woman, who sent my mom a card and sent me a picture of the card. Mwah, I love you, and I want you to know that I am going to do a song. All right. How'd I do, Matt? I know he's going to be like, yeah, good, but my wife jumped out a window when you started making fun of making people wait outside.
Matt, it's me. I'm down the street. I can't believe you don't want to wait.
No, you just, Todd Glass is not right all the time, sweetheart. I wanted to make people wait outside and take pictures. I know, it's Austin and it's going to be 100 degrees. I'm not stupid. But I think those pictures are... The pictures are so worth it, that I don't mind people being, I guess, miserable for 30 minutes tops. Why does that make me a bad person? What did I do? So I want a destination wedding.
I don't mind people that have destination weddings. You know why? Because there's all types of people that have destination weddings. No, for some people, it's not the smartest move. But for other people, it is, because they put no pressure on anybody. Seriously, if someone decides they want something and there's no pressure on me to get a ticket, I'm like, oh, dude, dude, I don't say dude, but maybe I do. go, I've seen it work beautifully. My manager had a destination wedding, and it was in Italy. But he wasn't like, oh, geez, Todd, you're not going to come to Italy? And I didn't. And I also, to teach him a lesson, didn't give him a gift. And I went, puh, when I met his children. Wow. Did I do everything? Let's listen to some voicemails. Oh, I wrote this on here. I'm trying to peel it off. All right, let me get a drink. I feel great, by the way. You think that was good advice?
Mm-hmm.
Play a song. I want to hear a song. You got something? I'm going to talk a little while you get it ready. When you... Oh, what was that? Did the band... Let me hear the... I hear the band rehearsing. Oh, do you hear the band? Oh, I hear them coming in. Oh, yeah. Here they go. What, the band? They're getting ready? That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. There we go.
The bleacher seat not wrapped around the block. You cut in line and waved us up. No one would ever stop. You're so old, we're so young. Better days ahead. $2 bills and sprinklers. Cigarettes and stacks of quarters. Your kitchen table covered with your pills, prescriptions unfulfilled. Your hands, they look so old, but your heart stays so young. Better days
ahead. Thank you. The band is... That's a lot of work. That is a lot of work. Thank you. Let's listen to some voicemail messages. Don't we have a jingle for this? I should make Aristotle sing something. Do you think he's up for it? Will he find it is the question. I don't think he'll find it in the middle. I really don't. I don't think he'll find it in the middle. In the opening, he listens to the whole thing every time. Catches me on mistakes I've made. He's very meticulous. But in the middle, I don't know if he will. Because I don't, I know he's not listening to every podcast. I'm not. So why am I talking about it? Because of, there was something. Why was I talking about Aristotle? That doesn't matter. Let me get these messages. Oh, come on. You don't remember? Aristotle. I wish I could listen back. I was just bringing him up for a reason. Aristotle, he's great. Look at him. Oh, put in there. Oh, Aristotle, because he would need to fill something in here. What was I asking him to fill in? Like, right here, there was something. I go, leave it in, leave it out. Aristotle. I want to remember. I'm not giving up. You either can help me or you're in. You're either in the help Todd Glass. Remember what he was talking about. It had to do with Aristotle cleaning something up. I'm serious. I'm not. That's only funny if I'm not having difficulty. It's not funny now. No one's laughing. Seriously, I just to tell you, and I'm not being a jerk, nobody at home is laughing. Nobody, 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 nobody. No one's home going, oh, I love when the sound man. I think that you are great at what you're doing tonight. I think you're great at what you're doing. Aha, I made you admit it. I love that new game show. Let's play the game show after this, right or wrong. Okay? So here we go. Let me get to these messages. I'm going to take my time. It's one of those times when I go, Todd, slow down. How long have we gone? 54 minutes. Well, that's great. I like it. That's great. Sounds funny when I said it. Shows my not-so-masculine side. What am I laughing at? How you doing? You doing good? How's your little dog? Your cat? Hey, whatever you have. Pot belly pig? Maybe a show horse in your living room. You and your significant other, do whatever you want. I don't care. It's not a judgmental place. Okay, so where do we go to voicemail? I'm staring at my phone, but I'm not doing anything. I should play Blake Wexler's. Doug. Oh, Doug Stanhope's get pretty long. Hold on. Let me... hold on. Where is it?
Hi, Todd. You're on the podcast. I was really high last night. I only vaguely remember talking to you, but I don't know what... And I watched your special, and I'm going to have to watch it again. Like I had to do with Bobby Kennedy for president. It's tough times we live in, and I don't ever know if you really love me. All right.
I mean, it's so... I do. I have a great affection for Doug Stanhope. Number one, he was always nice. Like, he was... When you... Like, I liked being on the road. Especially when you were at a good club. And I talk about the bad clubs a lot, because it's fun. Reminds you what not to do. But I also, there were great clubs that were great, that had great managers that you were, so to be with another comedian that was like just fucking loving it and would, you know, I like to go out I like to have a good time. I like to, when I'm in Queens, I have a good time, but I like to drink, you know, I did like to drink. And for me, drinking meant 15 or 25. No, actually for drinking for me could be like a big night for me still would be, I mean, I'm talking about where I'm. Still, and by the way, I went past that a lot, but I'm talking about what I liked. What I liked was when I had the proper amount. It was still a lot, but I think it's like seven drinks, you know, starting at whatever time. Seven drinks will put me like really feeling good. Eight ain't going to hurt nobody. For performing, four. Four can even make me have a better show. Oh, I'm sorry, three. Three drinks before my show can make me even go, you know, I had a better show. Four can be fun, but do I start to get a little bit? Is it going to make it horrible? No, but if, you know, hey, by the way, I've gone past it. I've gone way past it and not been proud of myself. Not been proud of myself. And I think what I've done since then proves that I'm not proud of myself. But I'm not talking about getting, look at the fuck. Oh, my God. I can't pick up right now. I don't have enough time. Oh, I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. Right. So, what am I talking about? Oh, the being on the road. So he was always fun. So, but yeah. So I always yeah. So I do. I and then sometimes, you know, I think he's on such the right side. Obviously, sometimes I disagree, but I guess that's going to happen. And I don't like that he's self-destructive. I don't want him to die, but. You know what? Fuck it. Gotta have fun. I can't have friends that are all, you know, oh, would you like to... I need to dirty up my image a little. You know, it's a little gruff. You know? I mean, I was there. I remember in Austin, me and Doug Stanhope were snorting coke off a dog's ass. I mean, the times were fun. Everybody always says hookers, you know. The hookers. It really was it. You're snorting coke. Why? Why'd you have to do that? It's not enough to shove coke in your nose? I want it on her ass. It's hot. You know what? Maybe it is. I wasn't there. Andy Frasco probably has a fun story about it. But his is different. The girls, you know, they've been hanging out a lot. When you laugh at your own jokes, well, how many weeks after that? Isn't there like a graph that tells you how many weeks after that you'll be in a mental institution? No, someone told me there's literally a chart. Laugh at yourself, giggle when you see an ambulance, and then the next thing you know, you're hearing sounds. You literally hear the cuckoo sound, and you think, oh, my God, am I just, oh, shit, am I just hearing that? All right, hold on. I want to... I'm trying to find Chip Chantry's, but I can't. And they're funny. What the fuck? Oh, shit. I'm sorry. You know what? Text Chip Chantry. Because that'll pull his name. I always forget to say pull up his contact, so I just text him. And then when I get that, I pull the info up. And then I go to Chip Chantry. And then I go to... Oh, God. It's exhausting. Wait. Kept? Yeah, well, where is it? It said kept an audio message from you. We're the ones I got from him.
Hey, Todd, it's Chip. Listen, bad news. I got the coronavirus. I'm really sick. I'm just, like, coughing a lot. I got a bad fever. I'm, like, puking and shitting everywhere. It's really bad.
No, that's the one I keep playing. Chip is going to think I'm joking around, but some reason I saved all of his. They're so funny every time. To George Carlin. They're funny every time. And it says, Chip Chantry kept an audio message from you. Chip Chantry kept an audio. But I saved those. God, my real voice is coming out. It's not so manly. I can't let people know the real me.
Cough, cough, cough.
Oh, no, that's... Oh, here it is. Hold on, hold on. I got it. He needs medicine really bad. I love it. Keep. Okay, I got it. Hold on. Here it is.
Could you just Venmo us $100?
Oh, no, that's the same one. Oh, my God. Here it is.
Again, Chip Chantry, here in Philadelphia. Both of us are really sick. Need medicine. Please just Venmo.
Do you know he got the mayor made him Philadelphia's own? Really? Do you have any patriotic music? Chip Chantry, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if a lot of people know. Can I get some reverb? Hi. Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here today in honor of the great Chip Chantry. We're here today to say thank you for Chip, for always being a beacon of hope in the comedy community. Always nice to the next comedian, whatever they might be, their background, creed, color, religion, walk of life, or the way they choose to dress or wear their hair, nor their weight or nor nothing. You will open your arms and say, if you're kind to me, I'll be kind to you. And many have said that your good graces are even taken for granted. Not today, Chip. We put upon you a reward that we do not give out lightly, and it is the Mr. Rogers Kindness Award. Thank you. Please dress up and send me a thank you.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Truth is marching on.
Don't have your wedding at a Burger King. I'll tell you.
Caller, go ahead.
Caller. Caller, go ahead. Breaker 19, you gotta come on down there, 64. Come on down there. I heard your weddings are too. They had the lights too bright. Hey, come on, bring it back for them. Sit down dinner. Well. That's a good way to send the wedding off to a shitty start. That brought himself a call. Come here, man. 14, 17, a man with a big bang, bang, phone, bang, bang.
My doctor said this is healthy. My doctor is Dr. Vinny Boombots. So I don't have any messages from Chip. Ay, ay, ay. We gotta go in for the clothes. It's fun to go in for the clothes when you know, like, you did enough for the humanity. I should just have fun. How long have we done? Love it. I feel great. I really do feel good. Oh, my God. I like to go in for the clothes and then still have half an hour. So, well, you're gone. You know, well, you're gone, I talk about you. So I know you'll listen to the show later. He will. Oh, my God, folks, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want to talk about how I thought I did with the wedding advice. It's a different chart. It's not the same segment. This is a retrospective look back. I'm actually pretty proud of myself. I think I included a lot of really important things. You know, when I say it, it's just I'm thinking. Sometimes, well, I could put it on the opening. I'll think, oh, fuck, I know what I forgot. That was that pre-area. I kept thinking, don't forget that pre-area. Too many times I see that. The pre-area. Hey. You know, like if there's office doors on the way there. For some reason, you have it in a wedding, and there's some places. If it's like, make sure you, yeah, you go, well, can those lights be out? Let the person in charge know that is extremely important that they don't walk by. I went to a friend's wedding years ago, and they had it. It was in an old, like, what used to be a school, but now it was like some offices and the lunchroom, which, by the way, was all stone, hardwood floors and stone walls with big high vaulted ceilings. And it was one big room. You could have 150 people there easily. And it went out to the back, was like towards the woods. So it didn't really have to be maintained that great. It just went, the windows went out to the woods. There was nothing on them. It was just a big square room. But they had the lights really low. And the pre-area going in before you went through, you know, more of a what would have been the lobby, and it was bright. And then you passed some doors and they all had their lights on. You could see, and there were desks and stuff. But if that was blacked out, everything else was fucking amazing. You went up. It was an old circle driveway. You could drop people off. They go inside. That was like a few switches away or a few pieces of black sheeting to just go, oh, yeah, you know. So just be aware of every detail like that. I think people put, it's not that, I think I could, I'm just reallocating where detail goes. Some people want to put it into food. And look, if you have a fortune and you could do everything, but, you know, go ahead with thing. Should we have this? Should we have that? You can do that so simple. Put it into creating the atmosphere. That's worth having another discussion about to the person, if there is one of those people, if you have somebody helping you. Some people, it's themselves. So that's, then they just do whatever they want. Steve, should we call him? He gets nervous. He doesn't get nervous, but he's sending me a picture. Steve and Mo, that's what I call him. Steve George from Philadelphia. Wow, that looks cool. Him and his wife have really good taste. You can see when they show you pictures, they fucking get it. They were the ones that brought me joy to see what they did to their kitchen. Because look, when you paint kitchen cabinets... Yeah, look, I've done it always. I've done it where I throw a coat of paint and it starts chipping. It looks cool. Doesn't matter. But, like, if you... So when I say paint them, I'm talking if you're, like, sometimes you know someone, they're going to spend around, like, $30,000 for a kitchen, which isn't, like, that goes quick, or 20 or 50, whatever it is. And then I see they got, like, appliances that were, like, you know, really bad appliances. And I look at it, and I think, God, you could just reallocated that money... And it would have looked amazing, and that's what they did. They left the cabinets, but she was saying, I think it was her that was saying, they took them off, the doors were done in a place where, it, like, so they don't chip, like, they were done in a certain way, everything else was done there, but it was just done, painted right. And then they went, really fucking nice countertops. But they didn't put money into rechanging it all around, pretty much they were able to leave the format, but then... Painting the cabinets, nice appliances, really nice sink, put all the money into that, nice countertops, I think it was like black marble, and it looked fucking good, really cool floors, but it looked nice. Can't paint hinges. I became obsessed with that, not wanting hinges painted, you know, like around the house. I still fucking paint them. No, I don't. Won't tell anybody. I'm exhausted. No, you know what? Did you ever have that happen? I'm not exhausted. I'm mellow. I have like a lot of energy, but it's mellow energy. Mellow energy. Find a good music so I can sing this song. This is what most people are asking for. Like, we'll just keep going. Like, maybe go to that swing. What was it called? Like, ba-da-ba. A boo doo boo. This is the game. So it's not like, oh, I can't find it. That's part of the game. Do you understand it's a game? Do you like games? Do you be honest. Do you like games? So this is a game. Are you enjoying it? Right. So it's like, what did I have in there? It was like rock something. Rock loop. It's like with all the loops. What board it is on? I think it's like on the bottom of board 3, maybe. It's like rock loop. I think it's the first board. But it's all the way. It's the board with most on it. And if you scroll all the way, like it's like 3 boards long, you know, and then it's like rock loop. Want to see something? Put some reverb in here. Thank you. Fly me. Sorry. Fly me to the moon. I want to go where no one. Rip, bop, boop, bop, Jupiter and Mars. Adoopy doopy doo. I want a koopy. Can you sing this music? This was a question I talked about. Yes, you can. Everything's great. Everything's nice. You're always in the mall. Every time she goes out, she's always doing a song. If you can sing a song that goes like this, I guess you could sing to this music, but that's about it. Can you sing to this? At first, I was afraid. I was petrified. I kept thinking, how could I ever live without you by my side? And this is the disco loop. This is a disco loop. Could I fake it? And then I bow. And then I do too bad of it. And then I go away, walk away, and I will survive. I got all my life to give. I've got all my gift to life. I will survive. At first, I was afraid. I was petrified. I kept thinking, how could I ever live without you by my side? Baby. Baby. Walking in the wind, fighting the stream, you and me. Rah! Climbing every mountain, living every breath. See, songs are easy to write. I just proved it. I just proved it. I just fucking proved it. People are mad. Who can I call? I want to call one person. I feel like I should call Chip Chantry. Hold on. I got to put this phone in here. I'm going to talk to him more if I don't have to hold the phone. What do I have? 90%. Shut the fuck up. Okay, hold on. Call Chip Chantry. Is there reverb in here?
Scott Glass.
Hi, you're on the podcast. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, let's make this happen.
Excuse me?
Let's make this happen.
Thank you very much. Chip, I just gave you an award. I don't want to tell you, but I did think you might want to listen to this week's show. I gave you an award in honor of the mayor. Now, I just need to let you know for legal reasons. Hold on 1 second.
The actual award does not
condoned or acknowledged by the actual mayor of Philadelphia, but it's a fake mayor that Todd had played. The actual actor playing the fake mayor is a real actor, so it is as close to from the mayor of Philadelphia.
So, it was a Mr. Rogers award for really, you know, for doing Philadelphia proud.
Well, that is so nice, and I can't believe that you actually got the real mayor to present me with an award.
Oh, yeah, we were... At first, I know, because we were like, is it, because we knew there was something a little different about it, so I'm like, well, ask a few questions. You don't want to be just tooting off about, oh, it's the, but it's like I go to Yale University, but it was a Yale Online, you know,
right.
Which, hey,
right.
So what, if you go to Yale Online, I bet, you know, good for you, I didn't even go to Yale Offline, which is the truth,
you just got some crummy actor version.
You heard it. Yeah, it's the real fucking mayor. It's the real fucking deal. I swear to God. I swear to fucking God.
I'd almost be offended. Like, I'd almost rather not get an award than somebody try to dupe me with, like, some, like, fake actor who kind of looks like...
Oh, my God.
And got
That's so sad now that I think about it. It's so fucking pathetic. Like,
could you imagine if somebody did that?
Ah, makes me angry.
Okay, here's the best case scenario.
What?
What you did, you got me the actual mayor. Okay, that's the best case.
I did. I swear to fucking God. I swear to fucking God, the Lord above me, that govern over me, that I think empowers me and could literally strike me dead right now. I am aware of that, that he governs my body and he's aware and present of what I do all the time. I swear upon that. May he take my life. That,
I 100% believe you. I totally believe you. And see, that's the best case scenario you did. The second best case would be, and this is kind of a bad case, would be if you got a fake mayor and like, and I was like, oh, this is just a fake mayor. And like, I'd just be really kind of angry or, you know, offended by it, right? That's the worst. And then the worst case would be, and this is obviously what you did not do, was that you got me a fake mayor, but then I thought it was the real mayor for a while. But then later on, I found out that it was a fake mayor. And then I really get upset.
Chip,
and that would
Chip,
be terrible.
Chip, Chip.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine that. I couldn't imagine that happening.
Okay. I'm choked up, full disclosure.
Okay.
Hold on.
When I was a little boy, my grandfather told me that someday he always wanted to meet Mayor, and it was his dying wish. He was like, maybe someday you'll
Chip,
be
Chip, stop,
to
stop, stop, stop,
okay.
Stop.
I'm sorry, I'm crying.
I'm Chip,
about my
Chip. Chip.
Yeah.
I'm crying because I said I swear to God to George Global. I say these that I would fucking never do that to fucking you, man. Come on. Come on, man. I got you the real mayor. I said I swear to God. I swear to the God that governs and above me.
Ever do that to me. And
no!
I
oh, my...
And that's why I feel so good about this, is that you're forthcoming, you're trustworthy, you're honest, that you got the real mayor. You wouldn't push off some actor on me. You would never do that. I can think of some other people, you know, so that other people do that. Pat House, Chris Kosha.
Oh, Pat House. Did Pat House do that where he jinxed you? He did a prank on you?
Yes.
That fucking pile of shit. Fucking pile of shit. Pat House, he's a fucking pile of shit.
What did he do to you? He sent me a, for my birthday.
What did he send you, a chip? Is this true, by the way? Oh, by the way, for legal reasons, I have to ask you if it's true.
Oh, yeah, to George Washington.
Okay, listen, we're going to go back to the thing we were talking about before this, whatever that was. About the mayor. I have the mayor on the line. I swear to God, we're going to go back to the mayor of Philadelphia. Is he on the line right now? Okay, the mayor from Philadelphia is on the line. We told him we would be less than 60 seconds out of respect to him.
Okay.
But I do want to go down the Pat House. I do need to ask you for legal reasons. Is this true what you're saying?
100%.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay, so what is it that you... What did Pat House do?
He sent, for my birthday, he sent a man to my door. It was Joe Carcione, the greengrocer, from Channel 6 Action News in Philadelphia. And I was so excited... And then I found out that Joe Carcione, the Green Grocer, has been dead for 20 years. And it wasn't him. He started telling me about rhubarbs and stuff, and I was like,
From
Channel 6 Action News.
I would fucking kill him if Pat House did that to me.
Yeah, and
you guys have resurrected your friendship, though. You guys have gotten over that. Do I understand? Is that true? Oh, that's sad, because you guys were like comedy brothers, you know?
We were forgive, but don't forget.
That's what they say. Okay, listen, now, back to this other thing. The mayor is on the line. He would like to talk to you.
Take a breath.
But I don't want to keep him longer, but how about this? Okay, I'll talk to him a little to give you a chance to see here he's a nice guy.
Okay.
Okay, you can, okay. Mayor, are you? Hold on, stop! Not really. What's the mayor's name again? Just so I can, I'll stop the bit, and then give me the mayor's.
Mayor,
what is it?
It's Mayor Jim Kenney, one of my personal heroes.
Mayor Jim Kenney. Okay. Back to the bit. Mayor, are you on the line? Mayor Kennedy.
Kenny.
Okay, Mayor Kenny, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Todd. How are you this afternoon? It's good to talk to you. And I was just finding out as I was on hold that my son and my daughter listened to the podcast. And they said, Dad, it's hard to explain to you, but it's silly, and you're silly, so you'd probably like it. So thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk about my new book. How's everything going over there for you today?
Oh, it's going great. It's going great. And so I love that you love the sensibility of the show because it makes, because we didn't know when we were actually waiting for you. We're like, will he be silly with us? Will he, you know, can we, he goes,
well, my son's saying, do all the bells and whistles that I can handle it. And he said, so we just, you have a young man over on hold right now. Is that Chip Chantry? Is that Chip Chantry?
Yeah, Chip. Oh, Chip, it's the mayor. Well, I'm gonna butt out here for a second and let the two of you just talk.
Hello, Chip. It sounds like you know more about me than myself.
I just—it's such an honor, sir, to meet you, Mr. Mayor.
Well, it's nice to meet you too, Chip. You sound like a really nice young man.
And I think you're doing a great thing for the city. And
thank you.
I really respect you, and I understand you have some sort of a presentation.
Well, yes, Chip. We'd like to give you an award here today.
Oh, what award is that?
Well, it's an award that we would like to place upon you, but we'd also like to give it the most grandiose style we can. So even though with this keeping safe distancing, thank you very much, Charlie. Chip, we are hereby with the Philadelphia Orchestra. We are today honoring you with the Chip Chantry Mr. Rogers Award for being kind and decent, and for, well, your time on this planet was used to make people breathe easier, especially in the comedy community, leaving a good feeling amongst people, a friendliness, warmth, and making people feel like they're loved. I, the mayor of Philadelphia, hereby put this award upon you.
Chip, this is crazy, right? Thank you, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, and you have a wonderful day. And my daughter wrote down on a piece of paper, have a large day. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, my God, Chip. That was the mayor. Wow. What? Hold on. Chip, are you there? It's a little crazy here right now, just because we're all having a good time hearing you being...
Sure, as you would. I'm a little speechless. I don't know what to say. With everything going around, I hope he's okay. It sounded like he had a cold. He did
have a cold. You know what's so funny? I got a call from his assistant, a text, actually, at about 8:30 this morning. They said, listen, know that it's a virtual, you know, even though he's not coming into the room, they said he will sound like he's got a little cold, because he is, but he wants to do it. And they said he's on a lot of medication. She said he might look a little, he'll sound a little sleepy, but he didn't sound sleepy to me at all. He sounded great. And I said look, but fucking edit that part out. Oh, through Skype, through Skype. Yeah, of course. Look, yeah. The bits, I'm back. I dropped the bit, but now I'm back into the bit. So, Chip, yeah, that was crazy. Are you excited? Tell me how excited you are. Go off. Go off. Tell me, Chip. Everyone should... Can I stop for 1 second?
Yes.
Sometimes amongst our friends, I do it. Shh.
Wait, what?
No. Oh, nothing. So anyway, Chip, I'm going to close for the show. I want to close with this because it's just... I just want to say that, hold on 1 second. That sometimes I hold back feelings, and I want you to know that when you express yourself, other people get comfortable with expressing themselves. So this really meant, like this, I can hear you're crying over there.
I'm speechless, and I try to be a little bit more with it, and I'm just all of the memories of my...
Are you crying?
Myself.
Oh, let it out, buddy. Let it out. That's so healthy.
Yeah, I just think about my father and my grandfather and their respect for the mayors of Philadelphia, and how that one day maybe I would be in the presence and meet somebody like the mayor, and just for me doing such a good...
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill you.
Are you crying?
Yeah, I'm crying. I'm crying of laughter because you've been punked, you fuck. Ah ha! Chip Gentry, you've been punked. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever on a Todd Glass show, we're going to give a bit. Chip Chantry, a standing ovation for doing a great job on the bit. Give me some music over there. Chip Chantry, everybody.
Run from the bit.
Great job, Chip.
Run from the bit. You got me running from the bit. Far away from it, run from the bit. Run from the bit.
All right, Chip.
Oh,
that was so much fun. You were great. I like when we were giggling, you're going, wait. You get thrown off a little, but you easily get back on track. Wait, I heard giggling, but you're very, as soon as all we have to do is go, oh, no, nothing, everything's fine, and you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, Chip, that was so, it was so much fun. Anyway, all right, God bless.
All right, Todd, I'm so excited.
No, Chip.
Okay,
I'll talk.
I gotta go. I'll see you later.
No, Chip. Hello. And he doesn't know, but Kim told me he has about 50 years to live. And that's the truth. She goes, I don't even want. The doctor told him he has 50 years. Didn't that a true story about a guy who had the doctor told him he only had like a year to live? He didn't have enough money for the bill, so the doctor gave him 5 years. Apparently, that's a true story. Seriously, that's a true story. Why would I make it up? What am I, don't I have an ending for my podcast? Of course I do. Thank you, everybody. Thank the dogs. I want to end with a song. Like, pick a song that you know, happy, so happy, and clean. Only because I think I like to play it through the system. Clean, you know what I mean by clean. Not too much going on. Because I think it plays loud better. Thank you for doing what you do. We have spaghetti. Tonight we had frozen spaghetti, so we unfroze it. So because after the podcast, I just wanted to be ready. I added like a lot of vegetables to it, though. Sauteed them in a little olive oil and then added them to the leftover spaghetti and red sauce. Red sauce was a jar of ragu that I added a little bit of, you know. I don't cook. But I present nice. Can I tell you, the wedding thing is an obsession. Not only when I talk about weddings, then I think about, like, if I was... I don't want to do it, but I wish someone else wanted to do it and I'd help them. I could make someone successful in a... pumping out a tremendous amount of food for a large group of people relatively with not a lot of equipment. I know there's people that do it, but that doesn't mean there's not a market for it. Let me tell you something. When you go to these places, craft services, and they only about 20% of the time, it looks fucking amazing. I mean amazing. Then there's a market for that. And you gear yourself towards weddings. But you can pump out a lot of food. So in the catering business, I think you can make a lot of money because you just know what you're doing. You know what you're doing because it's all fucking presentation. All fucking presentation. Anyway, it is that time. It just happens all of a sudden. It just is time to say goodbye. I hope your dog is doing good, your cat, whatever you have, remember? Hello. I can't get enough of the animal. Just, you know, who would ever thought it would make me creep towards not eating at least tortured meat? I know that's a fact. That abso-fucking-lutely I want to do. And maybe beyond that, I think that's what, sometimes things are great. You don't even realize it, even without having to watch a documentary about it, just learning how intelligent they are. It says a lot, but why it does, it makes you think, oh, that's not for me to eat. And it shouldn't be for you to eat, even if it just was. I get it. It shouldn't be, even if it wasn't, like, human-like. It's still not there for you. For me, you know, I eat meat. case you don't know, but that's why I'm comfortable to talk about it, but at least not tortured. Like, then I'll have a conversation, but I'm not going to have a conversation if someone defends, like, eating tortured meat. No, I don't even, I don't, I have, I really, it sounds like sarcasm, but it's not. I respect them enough to go, oh, we're, like, on completely different pages. I do eat meat, but I know my goal should be to not eat tortured meat. And let me tell you something. To let you know I'm not full of shit working towards it, I have been vegetarian over the lockdown, and that's one step closer to it. And that was a choice, you know. So, anyway. What was I talking about? You don't remember? Yeah. Going in towards the close. And why did I talk about that? You don't eat meat. You don't eat meat. I'm not stopping until I remember. And that's the close. So I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming out. People come together. Oh, the animals. I can't get enough of the cute dog videos and the animal videos. And then I started talking about, you know, that you so many times. It's good. If that's how you learn, however you learn, however it clicks with you. It just clicks. So those videos are never endless. And, you know, always remember the positive of the internet, please. There is a lot of negative. So out of respect to the negative, you need to show the positive acknowledgement that there's a lot of love coming from a lot of these platforms. It doesn't mean that the negative shouldn't be talked about and dealt with in certain situations strongly. But it doesn't show the negative any. It shows it just go, you know, remember the good it does. Remember the kind things that get spread around. Acknowledge in people's feelings. And that's a good fucking thing. So thank you, and it was fun. Sorry that Steve Fine Arts did what he did. Pull your pants down. Hey, pull your pants down. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it more. Seriously, pull your pants down. By the way, remember when I played that band before and I said they were new? I meant new to me. I'm not paranoid that one person would go, they're not new. New. I just got it put in front of me. Now enjoy this song. In the sunshine. Do what I do when I do what I do when I'm doing. In the sunshine.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I lie.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.